principals always denied any wrongdoing after an internal investigation last week before alleged messages were then leaked to journalists. Our reporter Craig Slater says Red Bull aren't commenting on the matter.
The latest development is that the accuser in this case, the Press Association is reporting, has now been suspended by Red Bull, suspended on full pay.
The mother of a baby who was found dead in a shopping bag has told a court she gave her daughter the best care. Constance Martin, who's on trial along with her partner Mark Gordon for Victoria's manslaughter, has denied causing her baby any harm. Three 16-year-olds have been found guilty of killing a boy who was stabbed to death at a girl's birthday party in Bath. Bristol Crown Court heard Mickey Roynan, who was also 16, was struck in the neck with a large zombie knife last June. Labour says plans to abolish national insurance are unrealistic and would be too expensive. The Chancellor suggested the idea after cutting it 2x2p in the budget. His opposite number, Rachel Reeves, says getting rid of it would leave a £46 billion hole in the public finances. But the Prime Minister's insisted it's the right thing to do.
It's a tax on work. And we have this unfairness at the moment where if you're working, you pay tax twice. Once in income tax and then again on national insurance. That's unnecessarily complicated. My ultimate ambition is to remove that entirely.
Whooping cough cases in England have continued to climb, with around 550 in January alone, compared to about 860 for the whole of last year. The UK Health Security Agency says the increase coincides with a steady decline in vaccination rates. Police say two Brighton fans who were stabbed by a masked gang in Rome are OK. The pair are in the Italian capital ahead of their side's Europa League match against Roma. Supporters in Rome have been urged not to wear club colours. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
OK, well, it hasn't changed a great deal since the last bulletin. It's about 10 degrees in Brentwood. It's going to brighten up a little bit later on. And, well, it's not bad, is it? Considering we're in March, I think we're doing pretty well.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Peggy Sue, oh well, I love you. sorry seems to be the hardest one.
That was Blue with a bit of assistance there from a certain Mr. Elton John. And sorry seems to be the hardest word. Well, thank you very much for your company this afternoon. I'm certainly enjoying it. I hope you are. I'm still pressing a few of the wrong buttons and hesitating a bit, so hoping the next one may be a little bit smoother. Just something to tell you, with Easter coming up, Brentwood Town FC are having a collection of Easter eggs for the Lennox Children's Cancer Fund. And also Let's Get Out, which is an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16-year-olds in Essex. What they would like you to do is to donate an Easter egg, or more if you feel so inclined, and you can take them along to the ground, which of course is here at the Brentwood Centre. You can bring them in on their home fixture dates, the first one being Saturday, March the 9th, when they're playing Enfield. Tuesday, March the 12th, when they're playing Bowers and Pitsy, and Friday, March the 22nd, when they're playing Morden and Tiptree. So if you can just buy one extra Easter egg this year and drop them into Brentwood Town FC, and I'm sure that those two very worthwhile charities will be very, very grateful for that. Just a reminder, of course, that Joe Bailey is following me today at 3 o'clock. I don't know if you tuned in yesterday and heard her absolutely superb interview with Fatima Whitbread. Absolutely brilliant interview. They both did so well and bounced off each other with some great questions and some superb answers from Fatima. So don't forget to join Joe Bailey for Drive at 3 o'clock today.
Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Joe Bailey on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi,
thank you.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to this bit.
Future. Time is straight and right.
Christmas specials. A message to you, Rudy. Great to have a little bit of the old reggae.
Know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love. And you are. And you are. You know I can't lie. If I say to you, baby, I love you, then baby, I love you. Oh, and I do. Yes, I do. I do. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would face you? Well, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Ooh, I might. I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with a thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream of the stars up above, that the answer of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. I do. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would face you? Well, baby, oh, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Oh, I might. I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with the thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream that the stars up above, that the end of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. Ooh, we are. Girl, we are. Indubitably, we are.
That's Harry Connick Jr. from 1990, a track called We Are In Love. Harry Connick Jr., American singer, pianist, composer, actor and TV host. He does the lot. It's not a name you may be too familiar with, but it's actually sold over 30 million records worldwide. And it's still going strong. He's got three concerts planned at the Hollywood Bowl in this year, 2024. So, a man to look out for. If you haven't played much of his stuff before, it's worth digging out on some of the various platforms on the internet and play a little bit of his stuff. Harry Connick Jr.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Okay, well, the roads are still looking remarkably good. It just goes to show what can happen with a bit of a dry road and nice weather for you. On the rail, cancellations on the Great Anglia between Cambridge and Stansted Airport, so that could affect you if you're off on holiday or on a business trip. And there's delays at the moment up to about 20 minutes. On the tube, it's looking pretty good with problems on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, where the station is closed. Apart from that, good service on all the other lines. This is a brilliant song. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Leaves were falling just like ember. In colors red and gold, they set us on fire. Burning just like a I
in a pub, I think it was the White Bear in Stock a few years back, and a very good friend of mine, Essex musician Peter Hunt, was doing a set, and he introduced a friend of his who got up on stage and sung this song, and I was absolutely knocked out. It was such a beautiful song. I decided to look it up online and see what I could find, and I found an album called Raising Sand, which was brought out in 2007 by Robert Plant, and he had Alison Krauss singing with him, and since then, I think it's probably one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. It really is lovely. And that's called Killing the Blues. Here's a lady that really needs no introduction, but she's going to get one anyway. This is Adele. That is the truly amazing voice of Amy Winehouse. I'll say that again, Amy Winehouse. And I haven't even been on the wine yet. Sadly left us in July 2011, just 3 days after doing a set with Tony Bennett and some absolutely incredible duets together. So perhaps next time I come in, next week, I shall bring in some Tony Bennett. I mean, have a listen to that.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
OK, on Monday evening, and in fact every Monday, you may feel like going along to the Essex Arms at number 10 Worley Hill. I'm sure you know where it is, just past the Brentwood Railway Station. They're going to have the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. So if you are a musician and you want to go along and play a few of your own songs or some covers, if you've got your guitar with you, and also, of course, you can take along your own backing tracks and plug them into the system or wind up your old wireless gramophone and see what happens there. So that's at the Essex Arms in Brentwood in Worley Hill every Monday for the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. It's hosted by Kevin Piggott and it starts at 8 o'clock, goes through till 10. All tracks there are recorded and the selection are played on the Sunday sessions every Sunday from 10 a.m. here on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
That's all I need, the keys and guitars. And just within 30 seconds, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaping across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on a life. Now, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gon' keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
Nice little story attached to this one. Back in the mid-80s, I was a president of a Rotary Club, and we used to book this local singing group, a little choir, and we booked them for our Christmas lunch and a few things like that, and then my wife arranged for them to come and sing at my birthday. So they all came round to our house, and all these young ladies and young lads were there singing away, and then shortly after that I received a letter from this young lady called Jessica Cornish. And she said, look, I've got an audition. I want to really progress my career. I've got an audition, but it's up north, and I haven't got the money to get there. Do you think you and your Rotary Club could give me a little check to get me up to, I think it was in Manchester somewhere, and to pay for my accommodation so that I could go to this audition? So I put it to our club, and they all said, well, yeah, why not? Give the lash a chance. And it was only then that I realised afterwards that Jessica Cornish was, in fact, our own Jessie J. And, well, she's done pretty well so far, hasn't she? And I know she's had a few health problems, so we wish her all the best and wish her well, and hope that very soon she'll be back on our screens.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without
your love. It's a honky-tonk parade without your love. It's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Totally unmistakable sound of Don with Bill Everly and Bye Bye Love. Okay, it's nearly time for me to go. First of all, I'd like to say a very big thank you to Andy Gardner, who's been sitting in with me today to make sure I don't press the self-destruct button. I did manage to press the make me a cup of tea button, but that didn't work either. Never mind. Okay, I've enjoyed myself today. I certainly hope you have, and I will be back next Thursday at the same time, hopefully a bit more relaxed and knowing what I'm doing, which will make a nice change. And I'm going to play one more track to see us out, and hope to see you all next week. And don't forget, you've got Joe Bailey coming along very, very soon. And as ever, that is going to be an absolutely brilliant show.
Spring have her waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages, and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no. There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.